I'm Andrew Schneider on the radio sports page on KNIA KRLS, and we are here with some of the seniors of the Pella Christian volleyball team. Ladies, I'll have you introduce yourselves.
Lizzie Postuma, Holly Bolt, Emerson Sarver.
And as we mentioned, some of the leaders on the Pella Christian volleyball team this year. First of all, I think the question a lot of people have been asking is about the new coach. Dr. Joanna Settles has moved here and has been your head coach from the summer on through some of this early season. How's it been with the new coach, and what are some of the big changes that you guys have noticed from PC volleyball this year?
So we've been doing a lot of new offenses, different sets, and that's been difficult to like transition to at first, but we're starting to get it, and it's like lots of quicker offenses.
Yeah, I guess the transition, it was definitely a lot of new things, which we first were kind of worried about, but eventually we've like grown to like see the positives in it and see that getting a fresh set of eyes is a lot of times good. And we got to see her point of view after like seeing us for the first time, and she just made a lot of good changes too, so.
Well, and for the three of you, all of you have some experience playing volleyball. You've been with the program for some time. You know, how have you been trying to help those changes for maybe even some of the younger players? Where you said it might be more difficult for you because you played a whole style for a couple of years and changed. How have you been trying to help the youngsters also kind of get involved? Because you have a lot of sophomores who contribute on the floor.
I'd say it's just a lot of encouragement. Like, it helps to have the older players like telling you that you're doing it good. And then if they like, they're coachable, so it's nice to like be able to talk to them and have them listen to that.
Okay, so for each of you, what are some of the things this summer that you, or even over the past year that you've been working on that you're starting to see on the floor? So what have you been like, what were goals of yours at the end of last year that you're now kind of starting to take to the surface here this season?
I think one big one that wasn't necessarily as much technically as it is just like personally on our team is to get everyone like closer. We really wanted a lot of like team unity. And so we focused on that from the summer on, trying to get the team together a lot and just to, like, build that chemistry early on. And it's really evident on the court that we're all, like, best friends, and we truly are. Like, we get along really well, and you can just tell that we all, like, complement each other really well and work well together, so.
What do you think has brought the team together the most?
I'd say, honestly, a lot of the time we're together. We just, like, go get food and talk, or we hang out at one of our houses and just, yeah, it's a lot of talking, just getting to know each other. But we do fun stuff, too. Like, we've been swimming, and we made bracelets, and we went boating, and we have had a sleepover. So, yeah.
So, yeah, all sorts of team building. And why do you think that's so important in sports? Because all of you here are multiple sport athletes, so you've been on different teams. Why do you think it's so important to have unity?
Well, it's a team game, so if one person is down, then the whole team has to be down. You have to be there to like pick each other up, and if you don't have that bond that you know how to pick someone up, then it doesn't really help your team at all.
Also, I think it's important that you're comfortable with your teammates, so you can like, you know, how to correct them and to encourage them, and they'll take that well and they feel like they can ask you questions. Because if you're not like bonded and you don't know the people, you're going to be afraid to like ask them like what you're doing wrong or how they can help you.
Well, and on the court, Lizzie, you've had a big change as the setter this year. Obviously, Emma Heisman, the last couple of years, an All-State setter. What has that been like to kind of fill those shoes? And how have you been working to try and get the ball up for your hitters here and make sure that they're in good position?
Oh, well, freshman and sophomore year, I actually was a setter for these girls, so it's not that much different. Like, yeah, I've already had, like, the connection with them and stuff. But, yeah, Emma Heisman was a great setter. And last year, I remember I was setting on the opposite side of her, so it's just nice to, like, I don't know, fill their shoes.
Well, and for the two of you, you know, with the new offenses in mind and the new ways that Coach Settles wants to do things, how have you been trying to attack teams? And have you seen, like, improvement from that so far this year? Or what are the things, I guess, you're seeing from that?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it was an adjustment, and we're still kind of getting adjusted a little bit. But, like I said, it's sometimes nice to start fresh and, like, get these new changes. Like, you kind of get bored of your normal sets and your normal plays that you always run. And so it's kind of fun for us to run these new things. So we, like, have a lot of passion for it, and we have a lot of fun with it. So I think that a lot of times that actually helps us, like, put the ball down because we're so excited. And, yeah.
You've had some good teams over the last couple of years, but haven't quite gotten to the goal. What do you think it's going to take between now and playoff time to be a team that can contend and that can really feel like it can get up to Cedar Rapids and play some volleyball on the biggest stage that Iowa has to offer?
I would say it's a lot about your attitude. I don't think it's the best like hitters and the best like defense. I think it's the best team. Like, you just have to be able to work together and fight together.
How do you think the conference prepares you? Because there's some really good teams. You've seen some already. You've had some really tough battles with some, and you're going to have obviously some more to come.
Well, our conference is like great. It's like 4A teams, like lots of bigger than us. So their hitters are obviously like amazing, and they're serving. So I think that really prepares us on defense to like have that like tenacity and grit that every ball, we're going to get every ball up. So that helps us also. Their blockers are big, so it's going to help us to like hit around those blocks and pretty much prepares us in every way because we might not see like that good of teams if we weren't playing in our conference.
Yeah, we actually talked at the beginning of this season, like right before preseason was over, and then we set some goals of how we wanted to, what we wanted to accomplish to get us to state and to get us to that championship. And so we had a serving goal of 93%. So every game we need to have 93% of our serves over and tough. We just talk about first ball side outs, always no long runs. And we set goals and practices of how many kills we need to get each time we run certain things. And, yeah, we keep track of all of our stats for serve receive and everything. We just want to get all those details down in the fundamentals so that we can succeed.
Well, and the three of you are seniors, so this will be your last chance to do it. How do you think you are trying to keep those goals in mind, knowing that you still want to win volleyball and play good volleyball in the regular season, but also think about the future? How do you balance that, knowing that you want to go play for a state championship, but at the same time, there's a lot you have to take care of right now?
You kind of have to like take it one ball at a time. Like I always tell them that, like if our serving's not good, you just have to focus on that one serve first. You get that over, and like the rest will follow. You're gonna like improve and get better if you just focus one play at a time.
You practice how you play, so we just got to work really hard in practice and bring that onto the court.
Well, these are three of the seniors of the Pella Christian volleyball team. Ladies, thank you for joining us. All the best to you over the next couple weeks, and we look forward to seeing some exciting matches here in the near future. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.